There is another concept which is connected, but surely not identical, with the concept of dying, and that is a term that it's very hard to translate in the form. It's better to be kept in the original, which is the concept of trefa. Now, trefa as a concept is used in so many ways in the context of animals and of what animal is not kosher to eat. Any animal that is trefa is not kosher to be eaten. Now, the notion of trefa is not connected with animals per se, but it's connected with anything living. And it should be defined in the following way. Again, there are some niceties about the definition, that it would be defined more or less thus. A creature that is in a physical position in which death is inevitable within the same year. So if an animal, and basically, and it is connected with the notion, it's also true about the human being. In such a situation in which death is not just imminent, but death is within the next 12 months, then this creature, man or beast, is called trefa. Now, the point about trefa is that, again, in a very general way, trefa is considered as something that is almost dead, or in a way that it is not considered any longer as being completely alive, but because death is imminent, close and sure, therefore it is not no longer considered a completely living being. Now, that law, as I said, is very pertinent to the points of eating kosher. Slaughtering an animal can do any good only when the animal is alive. An animal that is considered not completely alive cannot therefore be slaughtered in a kosher way. Because of that, it becomes non-kosher. Now, when we come to a human being, that is trefa, and there is no reason why a human being cannot be in this situation, which means there may be a result of a person may suffer from a severe external damage or from a severe internal damage that goes to such a point in which, when we say first, this situation cannot be healed by any way, and death will come within the next 12 months. If it is so, then this person or this creature is considered trefa. Now, being considered trefa, it means that it is not completely alive. It is, and here comes, which one may say as a discussion about definitions. Most of us, at least, are imminently dead. I mean, eventually we are going to die. But there should be some difference between those that are mortally sick and those that are competing in the Olympics. Now, making it a clear difference is, one should say it, the extremes are obvious, but the graduation is not always clear. So what I try to say is that there's a continuum of maladies, sickness, damages, bodily external damages that are one point. And there we come to the point in which I would say a person is damaged in a way that is no longer retrievable. The person cannot be by what I call within the natural order of things, that person is dying. And we know that it's dying within a fixed amount of days. Now, when there is a case like this, we say that the person is in certain ways considered dead. Now, the way that person is considered dead is only practical from one point of view, and only that.